Okay, we're starting on page 278. Simon Shin Yud Tes Se'if Beis. Page 278, Simon Shin Yud Tes Se'if Beis. Today we're going to try and do 2 days worth of material, which means we're going to be here tomorrow because the second Amud, tomorrow's Amud is very, very short, so we're going to do it all today. There was no way really to divide it, so yeah. Shulchan Aruch says in Beis, Haboyre Oichel Mitoich HaPsoiles B'yadai La'anichai Afil L'boy B'yom Na'ase Kaboyre La'oitzar V'chayev. The person selected, again, if you remember, the 3 conditions to be able to allow boira, taking the good from the bad, doing it by hand, and doing it for immediate use. So over here, you are taking, you're selecting the good from the bad, and what you want from what you don't want. You're doing it by hand and not with a utensil. And you're doing it lahanich, you're doing it to put down for later. Even if you're doing it for later that day, which means you're doing, let's say, Shabbos morning for Shabbos afternoon, Friday night for Shabbos day, whatever, then it's as if you are selecting it to put in the storehouse, and therefore that's called a malacha deraisa. Again, you need all 3 conditions for it to be mutter. Here, you don't have your 3rd condition, or whichever order you want to say it. You have good from the bad. You have doing it by hand, but you did not have the condition of doing it for immediate use. Therefore, it's a malacha deraisa, says the Shulchan Aruch. Okay, Mishnah Berurah of Cotton Test. Oichel metoicha pseilef. You took the food from the refuse. The pseilef metoicha oichel. Because if you're doing the other way around, you're going to take out the refuse and leave behind the food. Even for immediate use, is a malacha deraisa. We're going to see. And now, which he said, if you do it by hand, it's still an issa deraisa if you're doing it for later on. That obviously applies as well, that if you're using a kanayim v'tamchei, which we said are kelim which are not miyuchadim for boira, they're just kelim which are going to assist you in boira, they're not really meant for boira particularly, which was the case of a funnel and a large bowl. Which we described already earlier, which would have made it an issa d'rabbanan, but because you're doing it for later on and not for immediate use, it's anyway an issa d'oraisa, even if you use these kelim. Don't think you have a discount because you use the kelim to drop down to a d'rabbanan. No, 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 it doesn't work that way. If you're doing it for later on, it's already a malacha d'oraisa. Why? Because sifkon yud, you're doing it as if you, when you select for later on that day, as if you're selecting it to put in the storeroom, which is really the way you do boira, and therefore it's a malacha d'oraisa. So yud nase b'chuli. The roiv in yonei b'reiruhu de la'achazman. Because most times you do the malachah of selecting, that's for later on. De la'alta derech malchuhu levor ha'oicham and apseles be'eis ha'achile. Because if you're doing it for immediate use, then that's the way when you're eating to take out the food and leave behind the refuse. And you're sitting there on your plate, whatever, or you're preparing the meal, you are taking out the food and for immediate use. So that's called eating. That's not called selecting. That's how we view it. We view it as called derech achile and not derech b'reiru. When you are doing it for later on, then meaning I'm planning to use this later on, I'm putting it in my storeroom, then it even becomes normal to do it by hand. So it doesn't matter, it doesn't help you that you're doing it by hand, because the you're doing it for later on, that makes it a deraisa. Because you came by either kli, certainly if you're using a utensil to do it, ela de imu boira benafa v'kvara, but if you are selecting using a sieve or a sifter, or you're taking out the bad from the good, the min kamilsa de l'shem b'yehu, then it's very clear that you're doing an act of b'yehu in these 2 cases. Afilu la'al techayev, even if you did it for immediate use, it would still be chayev. Again, we keep saying the same principle, which is unless you have all 3 conditions in place, you're not allowed to do b'yehu. All 3 conditions being you must take the good from the bad, you must do it by hand and not with a kli, and you must do it for immediate use. If you're missing any of those conditions, it's going to be probably an issa d'oraisa, an occasional be a drabon if you use a kli, which is not miyuchad for boira. But generally, any of those situations will make it an issa d'oraisa. Again, not that you can choose your conditions. I've got 1 condition, I can do it. No, you have to have all 3 conditions in place to allow an action that would be boira, seemingly, on Shabbos. Again, good from the bad, by hand, and for immediate use. Sifkon yod aleph. So if he's doing it, he's selecting for later on as if he's selecting for the storeroom and it's chayev. Al kein yeshli zahir, therefore you have to be careful. So when people prepare onions in vinegar, when they're preparing for suda shlishis, for some type of food, whatever, and they take out the good onion leaves, min ha'kamushim v'amatulaim, onto page kufmem, you take them away from the withered and wormy onion leaves. So make sure you do that right. You're going to do that preparation of taking out the good leaves, do it only just in before the meal, before Shalashudas. Don't do it early in the day. Also be careful not to take out the withered ones from the good ones. Do they have a psef min ha'ichol? Because then you're taking out the bad from the good. As we really discussed earlier. The Noag Lachin Zem Er Shabbos, he writes that the minig is now to prepare the onions before Shabbos. Why? The kashal is I binyanei abayu with it, because it's very careful. If you're preparing the salad, onion, whatever, lettuce salad, it's very careful to, it's very hard to be careful not to be transgressing any issur of abayu. So the minig has become to prepare before Shabbos. Binei machmeh v'isa kein tov alav bochei, a person is stringent to do it after before Shabbos, should be blessed. You shouldn't protest those who are lenient and don't go like that minug and they actually do prepare it on Shabbos. That we had at the beginning of the Simon. You have to be very careful. The Ramah spoke about lettuce leaves, but you have to be very careful to follow the rules that we've said. So if you are going to select the onion leaves on Shabbos for the vinegar or whatever you're going to prepare Shabbos, make sure you're doing it close to the meal and not in advance, taking out the good leaves and the bad leaves, and also you're doing it by hand, then you'll be allowed to do it.
Okay.
No, not that I know of. Okay, we're going back now to page 278 to read the Shulchan Aruch on Gimel, which is going to take us all the way through to page 280, and we're doing the whole thing today, which means that again tomorrow we're off for good behavior. Page 278, Sif Gimel. There are two, a person had in front of him two types of food that are mixed up together. There's no pasolis over here. There's no bad. There's no stones or rotten things or whatever. There's just two types of food that are mixed up. So boyu echad me echad. You can take one from the other. On to page Kuf Mem, umanich hashine kedelech omiyad, and you leave the other one that you want to eat immediately. Now it sounds like it's hard to read here, but basically the Ramah is saying take out the one you want and don't take the one you don't want. Again, you've got two foods, you've got a mixture of nuts in a bowl, the walnuts and the almonds, and you want to eat walnuts right now. So if you want to do that, so take the walnuts, leave behind the almonds. And that's the way you're going to be allowed to do it. Interestingly, the Ramah had to add these words because the Shulchan Aruch is actually following the opinion of the Ramah, who said it doesn't really matter. Once they're both oichel, then you can take whichever one you want from the other one because there's no real pesach and no real oichel. But according to the Ramah, you have to be careful. The one you want to eat now is called the oichel. The one you don't want to eat now is called the pesach. And make sure you take out the one you do want and leave behind the one you don't want. So that's the Shulchan Aruch.
People who don't do that have what you're going to be sorry
for? Well, there's Ashkenazim and Machmir, as the Ramah says, like the opinion of Tosfos, but the Rambam will be Mekel.
So the Sfardim are.
I don't know exactly if they would be Mekel, but sounds like they've got to align. Put it that way. Says the Ramah, Hagah. Ushnei mini dogim. Now we're going to get to a whole discussion on the Trumas Adeshin. If you have two types of fish, mikri shnei mini ochem, they are considered to be two types of food. Not only if you have apples and oranges, or that's not a good example, but even if you had fish, you might say, well, fish is fish. No, you could have a piece of haddock and a piece of plaice. Have these things? Or some halibut, right? Two types of fish is considered two types of food, even though they're all under the umbrella category of fish. So they're called two types of food, and therefore you do have an issur of boira. Therefore, you don't be allowed to do it if you're taking it again, it's good for the bad, and by hand and for immediate use. Because, again, even though they're both edible and they're both foods, but the point is, since you want one, you don't want the other one, then to take out one type for the other type is called boira, unless you do it in the right way. Even if they're all large pieces, each piece is individually recognizable on the plate, it's still a shayla of boira. They're considered to be mixed up according to this. But if it's all one type of thing, you've got large and small pieces of the same fish, right? And you've got larger pieces, smaller pieces. To take out all the larger pieces and leave behind all the smaller pieces, or vice versa, is not boira because there's no mixture of two types. The Brisa says it has to be two types of food, and it's all fish. It's just bigger and smaller pieces. It's not two types. There's no issa boira whatsoever according to the Ramah here. And if there was two types of fish, but instead of selecting type one from type two, you're taking out all the big pieces and leaving behind all the small pieces, then you're not selecting it according to type, you're selecting according to size. That is okay. That's not boira, because you're not separating one type from another. You're not taking one from the other. All right, that was a long reading, but we're going back now to page Kuf Mem to look at the Mishnah Berurah on it, and again, this is today's and tomorrow's stuff. Ahmed Duff, what? Not Sunday. Sunday we're starting in Sifdal. Okay. Sif, cotton, yud base. Umeniyah hasheni. Leave aside the second. What does he mean by that? Says, explain to Mishnah Berurah. The reading is difficult in the Ramah because it's hard to say it the right way when he says it this way. But says the Mishnah Berurah, what the Ramah means is, well, it's a lema. Again, you've got two types of food. There's no real psoilus here. You just want one and you don't want the other one. So says the Ramah, added the word, menech hasheni, or hasheni kadeh, but salaima, the oise shiroit zalechel ata choshev ka'uchel, hasheni choshev psoilus. The one you want to eat now is called food, and the one you don't want to eat now is called the refuse, even though it's not really refuse, it's perfectly good food. Because then, therefore, he'd have to take the one he wants to eat now, because that's the food. And leave behind the one he does not want in the bowl. But don't do it the other way around, leaving, meaning picking up the one you don't want and leaving behind in the bowl the one you do want. Don't do that, to have a first mitochaycha, because that would be a problem of taking out the bad from the good. The kaimelon, the osa levo, I feel like you're to lechol. I mean, a sheni la'alta, and that's osa, even if you want to eat the other one immediately, even if you've got your heter immediately by hand, but since you're taking out the bad, meaning the one you don't want from the one you do want, taking that away, to take out the bad is always a problem of boira. Again, this is according to the words that the Ramah inserted into the Shulchan Aruch. And then the Shulchan Aruch said, you'd give more la'achla miyad, you want to eat to eat immediately is okay. But Salaima, she yivro oisa shiroitzalecha miyad, take out the one you want to eat immediately, but a yivro oisa shiroitzalaniacha sudacherith, and don't take out the one you want to eat at a later meal, because that currently is called the psoilus. And if you do that way, and you want to view it as the oicha for later on, then you're doing it for later on, selecting for later on, which would be a problem of, also a problem of not doing it for immediate use. Sifkon yod dalad, the Mishnah Berurah, sorry, the Ramah said that two types of fish are considered two foods, and therefore you can't take one from the other unless you want to eat it immediately. And what about and even if the pieces are all big and individually recognizable, there's still an issa of brewa. According to this Ramah, even though each one is individual, an individual piece, and not kind of mixed up in a bowl like they were with the nuts we spoke about, they're still nesaboyra. Since they're not arranged, each species, each type separate to the other, they're all just mixed up together, that's called a mixture for boyra, and you'd have to be careful to follow the rules of boyra. So if Cotton says, Rav, lo mikri boyra, but he said, however, that when you have one min, one type of food, right, you got one type of fish. Even if you want to come now and take out the big pieces and leave behind the small pieces, that's not called boira because it's all one type of food. Unless some of the pieces of fish, let's say, the example of fish, some of the pieces are not as good as the others. That you got two types of fish here, meaning they're all the same type of fish, but some pieces are burnt and are a bit burnt and some are not burnt. And you want to take out the ones that are not burnt to eat. A bit burnt. Or you know the history of these fish on your plate, and some of them were, instead of a person going and catching a live fish and, you know, using it to cook, he found a dead fish and used it to cook. And apparently it's not such a good idea. But they are edible, but they're not as good as healthy as the ones that you catch fresh and live. And therefore you want to separate one from the other. That would also be a chisan. Just like the burnt pieces are considered a pasoilis, so too dead fish, the ones that died naturally before you caught them, are also called a form of pasoilis. And again, even in all these cases, that's considered, even though it's one type, it's all the same type of fish. Yes, but some of the pieces are burnt, or some of the pieces are coming from a fish that died naturally, whatever. Those are considered to be psoilus, and therefore you have to be careful to follow the rules of boya, and take the one you want to eat now. But Damri, Mamish, La'alin, and Mulpashim, Sif Aleph, is exactly like the case of Sif Aleph of the rotten, or a bit spoiled lettuce leaves that we spoke about. The tapuchim, now here we're going to speak more about what's called two types. We discussed that two types of fish are considered to be two types. So you've got, well, you want to give me some examples, you don't like my examples, halibut and plaice and tuna and cod and etc. Though if you've got two types, that's called two types of food. Now, what about these? Tapuchim, chamutzim, umasukim. You've got two types of apples. You've got sharp, sour apples and you've got sweet apples. The Pimagadim was doubtful whether you call that one type or two types. If it's one type, there's no problem, by the way. It's two types there are. But if it's the sour ones are so sour that you can't eat them, then definitely those are considered to be like refuse. And if you would have a problem, by the way. If you could eat them if you had to, although you don't really want to, then that would be at least an Issa Rabbanon, as we discussed in the past. But Sif Aleph would be exactly the case, like the withered or the bad leaves of the lettuce, which are really, basically edibles, you had to, you'd eat them, but you don't really want to. Those are called at least a Psoilis Medrabbanon. Now, having seen this whole Trumas Hadeshin that the Ramah was quoting and the Mishnah Berurah explained it all, now we come to the Taz opinion. He holds that even when you have one type, one item, one food type, it's also included in the Issa Boira. You still have to be careful to take the one you want, or whatever you pick up, just, you know, is in your hand now. You say, okay, you decide now it's been taken out of the mixture. Do you want to eat it now or do you want to eat it later? That you can do. I mean, you can kind of blindly pick out one of the items and say, I'll decide now what to do with it and leave it for later. That's loy derech breva. That's not called selecting. That's just called whatever ended up in your hand. However, many achrayim disagree with the Taz's chumma that it applies to an isabay applies to one type of item, food. The skimu imar ramah, and they all agree with the ramah shepasak kutran sadeshen that when it's a one type of food, there's no isabay at all. Vadar the basa sali ubvushol mikrish neiminim lenyan zeh. What about meat? Roast meat and cooked meat is considered to be two types of food. The koshikem basa shamine oifos mcholokim, certainly different types of bird meat. Turkey and chicken, let's say, would also be considered separate. They discuss the shayla. What about some people like the breast, some people like the leg of the chicken? Is that called two types or not? He doesn't seem to be answering on that, but that's a discussion in the postgame. But Alkain certainly they should be careful at these big banquets when they have all different types of bird, you know, turkey and chicken and whatever. Now you're selecting them to use after Shabbos. Take out the ones you want to use after Shabbos. Same problem keeps occurring. Okay, this is where we're going to do tomorrow's Omud. Right, Kosu Achoinim. There's an important point there. Do Adin? Anytime you have two types of things, not only two types of foods, but two types of things, could go in kalim v'gadim, like utensils, clothing, toys, whatever it might be. Shayach breira. According to the achrayim, there is an issa breira in selecting things, even though they're not food types. Some halachos only apply to foods. This applies even to non-foods. According, it's actually many achrayim disagree with this, but this is the opinion that Mishnah Berurah is bringing, that even non-food has an issa breira. On to page 280. Alkain. Same standard thing, right? Always take out the one you want and leave behind the one you don't want, and not the other way around. Let's say you've got a bunch of clothing that's hanging on a wall. Not bottles, not green bottles. There's clothing hanging on a wall. He's searching for the garment he wants to wear now. You have to take off all the upper clothing from the wall to be able to get to the ones underneath, the one he wants underneath. So that's not called boire. Taking off the ones you don't want is not called boire. He's not explaining why, but that's the din. V'chein, it's basically on the tradition as well. But v'chein im menochim b'ka'ora kama minim yachad zeh al zeh. Also, if you've got in a bowl items one piled on top of the other, v'amin shiroitzeh lechom menoch lebatur, and the one you want is underneath. You want to get to the take off the top ones to get to the bottom ones. You've got a pile of clothes, right, all folded and piled up. It's not called boire to take off the top ones. That would not be a problem. I am a Bialocha for more details if you want to read that big Bialocha on this page. And that's why this Omud of Mishnah Berurah is so small, because the Bialocha is so big. Sif Cotton, Tez Zayin, the last one for this week, in fact. Shebeira Shachris. So we said if a person selects in the morning for the afternoon, then he will have a problem of doing it for later, and he'll be chayev. Mishnah Berurah Tezayin Shebeir Shachris Vehu Adin Im Hayazman Muflag Mesuris Ben Arbaim. Even if it's not just from the morning to the afternoon, even if it's just like a distance, you know, a long time before the upcoming meal, that would also be boire. But there's a Mishnah Berurah that speaks about, we can't really do it, we're going to get to it, there's a Mishnah Berurah that speaks about what's called immediate use. It's basically, if it takes an hour to prepare all the food for the meal, then in that hour before the meal, you're allowed to select the good from the bad, etc. But if you do it 2 hours or 3 hours before the meal, you're not allowed to. So if you have a woman who is preparing the Shabbos meal, she can't prepare and do the selecting and then go to shul to meet her husband, etc., because then the selecting wasn't immediately prior to the meal. She has to dafka do it the other way around, and before the meal, she should take all the good from the bads in order to make it mutter. That's called doing it for immediate use. But if you have a break in between, that's not called for immediate use. Adkan.